occur. So what we're going to do is we have 45 minutes. The next session doesn't start for 15 minutes after that, and so we would be happy to hang around if you want to answer other questions. The way we're going to divide this up is we're going to spend probably the first 30 minutes really talking more about the advocacy campaign, how we got here, and where we go from here, and then hopefully the last 15 minutes on some of the legal issues that have come up that we've seen and how some of us are grappling with those things. So I'm going to start first and ask Julieta, just tell us briefly, like, how you got involved in DREAM Advocacy and DACA and what you're doing today.
Thank you so much, Barbara, and thank you, everyone, for allowing me to be here. My name is Julieta Garibay. I'm a 32-year-old dreamer, came to the United States at the age of 12, and have called myself a Texan for the past 20 years. I got involved about almost 8 years ago when I was about to graduate from UT Austin with my bachelor's in nursing, and I couldn't be employed, and we found out about the DREAM Act. And it was basically just my sister and I wanting to let people know about our existence, that we were undocumented, that we wanted to be part of this country. It wasn't really about, let me liberate myself and scream in the streets, I'm undocumented and unafraid. At least it wasn't for me at the beginning, but it's become a journey of really coming out and saying, I am undocumented and I am unafraid, and really owning that power. And then how I got involved in United We Dream, basically it was we went to an NCLR conference, and they kind of just
said... And what is NCLR?
Oh, I'm sorry, the National Council of La Raza. Some people that are now my friends and are part of the immigrant movement, we all applied to present on the DREAM Act. We didn't know each other, and they kind of just said, well, they're presenting on the DREAM Act, let's just put them together.